Okay, we're talking tonight about something which I believe is a little bit interesting, and that is the following. Parshas Emor, we have a discussion about Sefiras HaOmer. Rosenzweig has pointed out that what's interesting is that Perek Chof Gimel of Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Emor, so we have discussions about the various Moedim. Sefiras HaOmer gets a very lengthy discussion here in Chumash, much more than many of the other Moedim. There's definitely a lot of emphasis on it. In Chumash, Sefiras HaOmer is not at all a sad time period. Yevish Shodom, the Ramban already points out that Sefiras HaOmer is somewhat, that time period is analogous to a Chol HaMoed between the between Pesach and Shavuos. It has a certain positive sort of a feel to it. However, we're definitely familiar with the shift in Sefiras HaOmer. The Gemara tells us that Talmid Rabbi Akiva passed away during Sefiras HaOmer, and in that sense, Sefiras HaOmer has shifted from a time that was originally one of almost like a positive, just pre-Kabbalah Satorah, Chol HaMoed type status, not literally Chol HaMoed type status, but a certain kind of a feel, to one that unfortunately has an element of Avelus. The minhag in many places in Klal Yisrael is based on the Torah quotes this. Some had a gears in the Gemara like this. That Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on Lag BaOmer, and Lag BaOmer Kichlal has become a day, while not mentioned in Chumash for obvious reasons. Lag BaOmer is a day that has shifted to be one that is very, very happy. And in many ways, the completion of that time period of Avelus. The time period of there are a variety of understandings as to why Lag BaOmer itself is kadosh, why is Akisari, it's a day that is that is one with increased sense of joy. The Prichadosh, as an example, suggests that it's not only the day when Talmid Rabbi Akiva stopped dying; it's also the day when they started learning again. It's a day when Rabbi Akiva got up and started rebuilding and started teaching to Rashbi and other Talmidim. But I imagine that most of us are familiar with, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, a particular emphasis that spheres that Lag BaOmer is a time period that is associated with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. What is interesting about this, whatever exactly happened for Rashbi, if it's the day of his Yartzeit, as B'nai Saskar Ali points out, if it's also the day of his birthday, whatever it is exactly that happened, there is an interesting question. We don't find by other Tanaim that we have such a day and such a celebration. What exactly is it about Rashbi that makes him so unique? What exactly is it about Reb Shimon Bar Yochai that suddenly we're going to be celebrating, or many of us at least will be celebrating in Lag BaOmer? So what made him different from other Tanaim? What was his unique contribution? I'm going to try to mention two ideas right now, both of which I think are very, very important and probably well known. The first is a mahalach that you have in a variety of Sfarim. And that points out that what makes Reb Shimon very unique, and in many ways what generates a certain kind of simcha, was Reb Shimon's intense concern and connection to all of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara tells Masechta Sukkah on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis that Reb Shimon understood, Reb Shimon said, that he could be pater, he could pater all of the world from their gizar din. Reb Shimon had this incredible ability. Yocho ani liftor es kol ha'olam kulo min hadin. Rashi, the Maharsha, explained that because of the tsar, because of what he experienced while he was in the Ma'ara, Reb Shimon went through such things that as a result of that, he would be able to pater all of Klal Yisrael from the gizar din. Many Bali Maharshava point to that as an indication that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is someone who felt a certain kind of connection to all of Klal Yisrael. His idea, part of what he did was, I went through certain struggles. As a result, I'm now able to protect and to argue on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Some suggest that this connection Shimon had to all of Klal Yisrael helps us understand a stira in Gemara. It's a very well-known stira. Shimon in the Gemara and Brachos and Daf Lamed Hey tells us that a person has to learn Torah all the time, because if you're working, if a person's choreish b'shas charisha, if you're plowing when you should be plowing, and your coats are b'shas ktsira, Torah matahayala, when are you ever going to learn? Reb Shimon writes in Brachos, Lamed Hey, sorry, Reb Shimon said, a person really has to learn all the time, and then their bonus shalom will take care of you. However, in the Gemara Menachos and Daf Tzadites, there the Gemara says that Reb Shimon held, afilu kara kriya shema shachris v'arvis, your yote your chiv of Talmud Torah. So which is it? Have to learn all the time, or have to learn just kriya shema shachris and arvis, that would suffice? A variety of different answers are suggested, some in Rishonim, mostly in Achronim. I believe that Tferes Yeruchim, Yeruchim Liner, one of the, from the world of Ishbitz and Radzin, offers the following pshat. He says, there is no steer whatsoever. Part of the godless of Reb Shimon was Reb Shimon's connection to all of Klal Yisrael. And part of the connection to all of Klal Yisrael was to know that there were certain Jews who should learn Torah and just learn Torah. And there were certain Jews that were going to be working, and there were certain Jews that weren't going to be able to learn that much. And for them, at least, Kriyash Mashachris V'Arvis. That one Mahalach, as far as this time period of Sefiras HaOmer, which originally began as in Chumash, the time period of greater, of more Simcha and excitement. And then there was Naveil of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim. And now Lag BaOmer becomes becomes a bit of a shift. Like V'omer, at least for many minhagim in Klal Yisrael, becomes a certain simcha associated with Rashbi. That has to do with Rashbi's connection to all of Klal Yisrael. There are those who even suggest al derech drush. That's why in Meiron it became like V'omer is a holiday, which is observed. If you go to Meiron, apparently, I've never been there, but not only by from Jews, but Jews from all over Klal Yisrael are going to come to Meiron because all feel a certain shaykhus to Rashbi. Rashbi, who was connected to all of Klal Yisrael. There is, however, another mahalach about what makes Rashbi unique, and we'll try to merge them in a second, and that is the following. I think the Ruggitschuber was the first to point out. I think that Rashbi has a somewhat consistent theory throughout a lot of Shas, which is that Rashbi always digs a little bit deeper and goes for the deep, deep reason behind things. It's never superficial. It's always with great amkus. That's why the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Kuf Tesvav, normally, for many Rishonim, many Tanayim, say we're not Darshin on Taima Dekra. If the Pasuk says something, you can't say, oh, this is the real reason for that mitzvah, and therefore it's not going to apply here, it is going to apply there. Reb Shimon is Doresh Taima Dekra. Reb Shimon has that ability to understand not just what it says in Chumash, but what's the reason behind it, the deeper reason behind it, and he was going to be able to paskin as a result. That's also why Reb Shimon in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that fine Dalet, holds that we are Onshin Min Hadin, that just based on Svara alone, on a Kal V'Chomer, Reb Shimon understood, my Svara alone is powerful enough that as a result of my Svara, we could punish someone. Normally, many Tanaim hold Ein Onshin Min Hadin. The only time you can punish someone is if there's an explicit mucker saying this is an onesh for this sin. Reb Shimon said no, even from a svara, because he understood the deeper reason. That's why he was able to do so. We quoted this pesach earlier in the year when we spoke about Davar Shein Miskavin. Reb Shimon understood because for Reb Shimon it was all about that which is deeper. That's why Reb Shimon understood that Davar Shein Miskavin is mutter on Shabbos. If you do an act on Shabbos and if you perform a malacha, but says Reb Shimon, it was not your intent. If the deeper reason is missing, you weren't conscious of it, that's what Reb Shimon cares about. What's the deeper, deeper svara, which is really there? That's why Darshin and Taim of the Kra, that's why Onshin and Hadin, and that's why Reb Shimon understands, Davar Shein Miskavin, if you're missing that deeper kavana, you're not obligated for your action, because for Reb Shimon, that's really all that it's focused on. So we spoke about two ideas. What for Reb Shimon makes him more unique? Mahalach number one for Reb Shimon, what makes him unique is his understanding of his ability to feel a connection to the entire Jewish people, his capacity to feel a connection to all Jews, regardless of where they're at, whether they're people that are learning Torah all day, whether they're people that are only going to be able to learn Kriya Shema Shachas, so obviously felt a connection to them. The second element of Reb Shimon is his unique capacity to understand the deeper inyan of what's there. Look over these two points go hand in hand. What gives a person the capacity to find the connection to all of Klal Yisrael? What gives a person the ability to relate to lots of different kinds of people and view them all? Say, for them this is good and for them that's good. Reb Shimon's ability to look not only at the superficial, but Reb Shimon's ability to look at that which is deeper. To look at a Jew and he may not look as holy. To look at a Jew and he may not perform that many mitzvos. But Reb Shimon had a connection to all of Klal Yisrael because he was able to look deeper. Here are people that deep down inside are holy. Here are people that deep down inside are able to feel a certain sense of Kedusha. Parshas Emor discusses Sfiras HaOmer, a very long discussion. But Sfiras HaOmer for us has transformed a little bit to the beginning of Sfiras HaOmer, a time period of Avelus, but then it shifts. For the Prichadas, the shift of Lag BaOmer is because now we started learning again. For many, it has to do with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Part of what makes him unique is his connection to all of Klal Yisrael and Reb Shimon's ability to look deep down inside. And Lechor, we pointed out, his ability to look deep down inside is probably what allowed him to feel a connection to all of Klal Yisrael. Shkaya, guys, have a wonderful night.